As Director of Office of Public Safety, what are your specific job duties?
Well, it varies day to day, but generally I oversee the operation of the Office of Public Safety, which includes the police side of it, the communications, our 911 center here on campus, and parking and access control for the university, the keys for the university. So that's the general areas that I oversee.
Okay. And what's the best thing about being OPS director?
Well, I think it was a move in my career that it's something I look forward to for a long time before that, for 23 years basically before that. I enjoy working on the university and the university setting. I enjoyed working with the people that I've worked with over the years here on campus. I've enjoyed working with the administration on campus, and it's just been very beneficial to me, I guess.
Okay. And why did you pursue a career in law enforcement? Why was it so important to you?
Well, I think it started back, I suppose, just shortly after my high school days. Back then, Vietnam was pretty hot and heavy, and a lot of people were getting drafted, and I entered the service about a year after I got out of high school, and I was in the security police in the service. So I was, basically 18, 19 years old, and I was a police officer in the service, so it kind of started back then and just kept going from there.
Now, I read that you actually majored in law enforcement here at Western. So was your time in Vietnam one of the reasons why you majored here as well?
Well, I think one of the reasons I came to Western is there was a lot of young guys in my same situation. Right, basically right out of high school, guys were getting drafted and going into the service. Most of them went for 2 years, and I went for 3 years. So people I hung around with were a year ahead of me. We went to junior college in the same College of DuPage, and then a bunch of them came here, and they were, again, a year ahead of me, so I came down and visited. And basically, I liked it here. It was nice. The people were nice. The area was nice. So, I mean, I kind of came here just because I liked it first, and then later on, I guess I got more involved with the law enforcement program here.
And what's the difference between being an officer for the city of Macomb and working here as OPS director?
Well, I've always said this, even when I was a Macomb police officer, and I tell people now as involved with the university policing, I think university policing is a lot more difficult, but that's just my opinion. We're always dealing with the same clientele. I mean, most of our customers are between 18, 21, 22 years of old. Our geographic limits are, even though we have jurisdiction anywhere in the county or actually anywhere in the state of Illinois where the university has property, but we stay basically very close to campus and on the Charles Street, Adams Street, and we do most of our patrolling in those areas. So it's a very confined area. And I'm sure that can get very tedious and boring at times, especially summer times and when there's long breaks and there's basically no one around. Even though we do training and other things, it's still a long time. We get to working with the students is very beneficial. We have different options that other police departments don't have. We have the student judicial programs where instead of arresting somebody, we can refer them, like for alcohol violations or minor drug violations. We have a kind of a different avenue we can take. And a lot of our calls in the residence halls, we also have not only are our police officers there, but we also have a lot of witnesses all the time, which, I mean, you're always being scrutinized because you have housing staff there, you have maybe RAs there, you have other students there, so they're always there, they're always, able to, or looking for something to criticize, and most of the time they don't because our officers do a good job in the residence hall. So I just think it's always been just a little bit more difficult. I think I expect more of our officers. Our report writing and things like that, we go into such great details on reports. We most of our officers do their own follow-up investigations. If we have a crime, the officer, once they get the call, they follow it up until the end. So I think it's a little bit more difficult job.
Okay. Can you just go into a little quick detail about what you did in your 20 years at the Macomb Police Department?
Well, I was at Macomb Police Department for 23 years. I started out on as a patrolman, just like everybody else did. Spent time on the streets, did patrols, worked evenings, worked nights, and most of my time, majority of it, like 16 years, was evening shift. It was like 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock or 4 o'clock to midnight. But it was a good time. I enjoyed that. It worked out very well for my family because being in the city and patrolling in the city, when my kids got older, I was able to even take my dinner breaks or take breaks and maybe go to a little league game or something like that, or a basketball game and things like that. So I was able to do things like that, so that worked out very well for me. And I worked my way through the ranks, again starting as patrolman and retiring as a lieutenant. I was a field training officer, range officer, juvenile officer, breathalyzer, just a lot of different things that go. You have to wear a lot of hats in a smaller police department, and I think I did a lot of those. I didn't work investigations as far as, the day shift investigators, detectives, just because I didn't want to work days, and I enjoyed working, out on the streets.
And how has law enforcement changed from basically through the course of your career? How have you seen it change?
Well, I think it's changed quite a bit. Everything from the guns that we carry and the equipment that we carry and what's expected of police nowadays as compared to almost 40 years ago. 40 years ago, you were a lot of times. Just one police officer, you had a revolver on your hip and maybe a radio, you carried a radio, or sometimes you didn't even have a radio to carry, you had to go back to the squad car and use the radio, and now so much of that has changed. And I guess you had a shotgun in the trunk of the car or something. But so much of that has changed as far as training goes, equipment goes, with especially with the school situations and things that have happened in schools, and our training has changed as far as rapid response go, and having equipment, different rifles, different types of equipment, different types of handguns to be able to respond to the incidents that if we ever have an active shooter on campus. So I think our training, our focus of our training has changed a lot over the years too.
Okay. What was your biggest challenge here as OPS director?
Well, I was kind of fortunate when I first came here. I was coordinator of parking and traffic, so I kind of learned the university system as compared to the city, which is, it's quite different. So I was able to learn that and learn how to, the different levels that you have to go through to get things done on a university campus as compared to the city. So I was kind of lucky in that respect. And since I've been here, I've had a lot of support from the administration. My boss, the person that hired me, Jackie Thompson, who's since retired, she was very supportive of us. And we were able to do a lot of things, get a lot of things, and kind of keep us up to date as far as equipment, in-car computers, cameras, and all this other kind of stuff that we need to do our job. So she was very supportive, and I guess I really didn't have any problems or concerns. Now, I guess here within the last few years, I think one of the biggest problems or concerns in law enforcement, and it's not only the university, but the state police and the city police, is budget issues. It's just... things get old and worn out and they have to be replaced, and there's just no money to do that. So I think that's going to be a big challenge for the next person. Even though it's been a challenge now, we've been getting by, but I think it's going to be a big challenge for the future director and law enforcement here to be able to get the equipment that they need and keep us up, keep us trained and updated on things that we need.
Okay. Describe your OPS staff, like your officers. How do they work well together, and how do they benefit the campus?
Well, our police officers now, we have 25 police officers. I think we have a very diverse police department, and it kind of, I think, reflects what the university expects of us. And I think we have a very good staff right now. I've said it many times, and I tell our police officers they do an excellent job. We've got officers that just follow cases and just and get things done, and their reports are excellent. And they really work well together. If something isn't done on the day shift, then the next shift will follow it up. And I don't hear any complaining about that. You know, I'm doing somebody else's work. They just go ahead and they do it, and they work well amongst themselves. And I think they, you know, they also work well. And I think our administration does too. Is our police administration works well with the community. I think there's, you know, probably a benefit of my being on the city police. We work well with the city police. We work well with the state police. If anything, as you might recall, happens on campus, like the bomb threats that we had, the commander of state police, he's the first one to call. What do you need? You know, what can we do for you? So, and, you know, I think our police departments within this county just work well together, too.
And why did you choose now to retire?
Well, I've been at this for 40 years, and I think there just comes an age and a time when it's like it's just time to turn it over to the younger people, let them go for it. People a lot more computer savvy than I am in a lot of areas. I have no regrets. I think, you know, things were just it's just a good time for me financially and through my my career. It's just a good time for me to leave.
What are your expectations for the next OPS director?
Well, I think, again, and not to harp on it, it's the budget issue. I think things are pretty much in place. I would hope that the next person comes in, and I don't think they'll see a lot of changes that have to be made. I would hope that that person appreciates the staff that we do have on hand and what a bunch of fine, you know, police officers, men and women that we do have on staff here. And I think, again, their biggest hurdle is going to be the budget end of it to try to get things and you know, to get our equipment upgraded and those type of things.
Are you happy with how you're leaving the department?
I think so. You know, I hate to harp on it, but, you know, I think we have a very good staff here, and I think the university ought to be proud of that. And you know, the university is still going to be running when I'm not here, and the next person comes in, as long as they can see we have a good staff and the university's administration appreciates that and is supportive, I think the next director will, you know, it should be a good position to have.
And what are your plans for after retirement?
Well, I to do some traveling. I have some family out west, so I'll be heading out there in April to do that. And I have a motorcycle that I enjoy riding, and I'll probably do some day trips and play some golf. And I've got a lot of projects at home I need to get done.
Okay. Thank you so much.